The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 2.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of real women producing extraordinary results by finding their inner journey to self-confidence 5 days a week. Get your free audiobook at our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host, Sheena Yap Chan, and today we have a special guest on. I actually met this girl in our, we have a little mastermind where we share each other's content. Every day, you know, I'd see this girl pop up, and, you know, there was just something about her that, you know, drew her to me, and I knew I had to, like, ask her and bring her out today to share her story with you. So, you know, this is actually, you know, we've never even met in person. Everything's just been through the internet so far because I live in Toronto and she lives in Singapore. And this is the greatest thing about the internet, right? We can connect with each other even if we're on, you know, on the other side of the world, even though our time zones are like crazy. You know, it's like nighttime here right now and she's there, you know, early in the morning in Singapore. So I'm going to bring her out and she's going to tell you a little bit more about herself. Her name is Janisha Alora and she's from Singapore. So Janisha, how are you doing today?
Hi, Sheena. I'm doing great. Really awesome. I mean, I agree with the time zones. It's really crazy.
So maybe you want to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Okay, basically, I am the next generation marketing and business strategist. I help entrepreneurs and coaches build business that fuse passion with profit. I own a retail F&B chain here in Asia. So in Southeast Asia, we have 7 outlets in 3 countries. And of course, I do a lot of work setting up sales funnels using internet marketing. That's me in a nutshell.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So I'm just going to have a couple of questions for you. What is your favorite self-confidence quote that you go to?
My favorite self-confidence quote is, "The sky is the limit and there is no storm that I cannot conquer."
Oh, wow, that's good. Do you know who's that from?
This one, I think it's anonymous because it has been with me since in my teens. And because when I first started, because I'm a beauty queen here in Singapore, I mean, I'm Miss Singapore, and when I went through my journey of, I mean, you're talking about self-confidence, right? I was not good-looking, I was pretty ugly, you know, I had, like, gone through the puberty stage with the acne on my face, you know, and with that, I've got very good friends around me who told me that I could, you know, leap beyond my own circumstances because I wasn't born into a rich family. I came from a middle income or low income family. And when I wanted to step out of my comfort zone, my friends keep telling me, you know, the sky is the limit. You know, no matter what your circumstances is, you can step out of your comfort zone. You know, striking out on your own is always scary. Even starting on your own business or, you know, becoming more beautiful, we always imagine the worst possible scenarios. But in reality, these situations really come to pass. I mean, and they want me to know, and I want other women to know that, you know, they shouldn't be crippled by their perceived limitations. So that's why this quote really stuck with me for a really long time, because we don't want to dwell and keep dwelling and keep dwelling, because the longer we dwell, the harder it'll be for us to take action in life.
That's so true. I mean, I've been through that road too, and it doesn't really serve you any purpose, right? It just makes things a lot harder. So what is your definition of self-confidence?
Self-confidence is to be authentic, to really dig deep into our core, having that zone of genius that we are able to function with our zone of genius, and then serving others with our zone of genius.
Cool, I like that, having your zone of genius. I mean, we all have it. I think sometimes we just need to learn how to tap into it. And I know some people, they feel like they don't have it, right?
And because self-confidence is, because people, I've seen, because I teach many women, I've helped many women and counseled many women, the issue that I always see is that they always seek the external factor that gives them confidence. Like, for example, I mean, I'm not saying that makeup or dressing up or buying stuff will help you to feel good, or getting material stuff. I mean, it's just part of the process. But if we don't know who we are, there's no foundations, authenticity, or knowing our zone of genius, our core, and then shining from inside out, then we'll always be the empty vessel seeking others to complete us, seeking things to complete us, which I strongly don't advocate for. I advocate for men standing on their feet, being independent, knowing who they are, and then flaunting their inner assets or their inner wisdom to reach out to the world.
That's great. So what was your life like, you know, before you even had your own discovery of self-confidence?
Well, that was really many years ago. I came from a poor family. I drove a Suzuki Avery for 8 years. I was bullied in school. I had to work. Okay, so imagine this. Every morning here in Singapore, well, we wake up about 5 a.m. in the morning, and then we get ready, we go to school, and then our day finishes around maybe 12 or 1, and then 1 p.m., and then we have to do like project work or what we call the extracurricular activities where we are like head prefects or we have our, you know, like sports to attend to or run our projects. And at the end of the day, about 5 p.m., I had to get ready. Not having dinner, I mean, just a quick tea break. I had to get ready and then go out to teach.
You're trying to make a difference. And, you know, that's how you can build a following and people will start coming to you. So, you know, my next question is, what's your life like right now?
My life?
Yeah. After the the discovery of self-confidence.
My life has been good. I mean, I have gone through ups and downs in my career, in my entrepreneurship. I have gone through a few years ago a crippling debt of a six-figure debt because I was bad in finance management. I had bad partnerships. And after that, I overcame with this thing called your online business. Of course, like you said, it's the internet, right? So I got out of my six-figure debt. I started my online startup school because I used to run this company called In Queens. It's still here. I mean, it's still available. It's still on. It's just that I have changed my business model. In the past, I trade time for money, which means for an hour I stand there, I'm paid like $150 or $500 or $50, whichever, right? But now I'm no longer paid by the hour. So it's so much more fluid. I have so much more freedom. I love my life now. I'm now traveling a lot more. I do this travel kind of thing now. It's like my next phase that I'm running, where I travel to different parts of the world, I run webinars, I bring the latest knowledge to my audience, and yeah, I love my life, actually.
that's pretty cool. I like that you get to travel, and then now you have, you know, your business working for you versus the other way around. So I just wanted to ask one more question. Well, actually, I have a little bit more, but we're almost done the interview. But, you know, what's one tip you would give to someone who's listening to your story right now about, you know, being in their journey of finding their self-confidence? Like, what's one tip you would give them?
One tip? The tip is striking out on your own to find yourself and to get out of your comfort zone is always scary. And we always imagine the worst possible scenarios. So in reality, these situations rarely come to pass. Like I said, I want women to know that they shouldn't be crippled by their perceived limitations. Instead, they should channel that worry into something more positive by envisioning success or by envisioning more self-confidence in the things that they do. Start with something small, right? Overcoming baby steps can allow you to take on bigger challenges moving forward. And don't dwell, because the longer you dwell, the harder it will be for you to take action. So my dear ladies out there, for Sheena, friends, you know, do get educated, make mistakes, learn and repeat. You don't want to be the person who regrets not doing enough for herself when you get older. And that's my advice.
I like that, taking baby steps, because I always believe when you, you know, when you have small success to celebrate on, it can always just lead to another success and another success. And it grows, right? I mean, just start celebrating the little stuff. And
yeah.
And, you know, I'm so grateful that you took the time to do this interview. And for the listeners out there, I just want to ask, where can they, like, reach you if they want to know more about what you do? You know, maybe they want to learn more about your travel webinars. Is there a link that we can reach you at?
Yeah, you can reach me at my name, JeneciaAllura.com. That is G-E-N-E-C-I-A, Allura, allura.com. And Allura means God is my light. I always have Him guiding me in my business and in my life.
That's awesome. And I know you said you mentioned you might have a little surprise for the listeners for, you know, taking the time to listen to this episode. So you said you have like a small mini contest that you have that they could win your free published ebook, and you have a money attraction course.
Yes, I will be giving away 10 of my ebooks for your listeners. This is not just an ebook, it is a published book that I've converted into an ebook. On top of that, I'll be giving away how to attract money training that really help. There's a system that I use to get out of my six-figure debt. So I want to share it with more women out there so they can actually opt in to the link, I think, on your post, and then they can take it from there.
Yes, that sounds awesome. And yes, if you want more information about Janisha's website and her free gifts, just head over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and just search for Janisha Allura. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Janisha for sharing her journey with us. So, you know, thank you, Janisha, for, you know, taking the time to share your story and, you know, sharing your advice on self-confidence. I'm sure, you know, the person listening to this is pretty grateful for, you know, sharing your wisdom with them and what you had to go through to get your, to get through your discovery of self-confidence.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. I'm so grateful you're able to come out. So friends, just be on the lookout for a brand new episode of another amazing woman's inner journey to self-confidence. Thank you for listening and bye for now.
Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us at the Tao of Self-Confidence. Head over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com for full recaps of every show, our amazing blog articles and resources, and just plain fun. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits, so start today.